Our study tonight is out of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, God's unbiased witnesses of Messiah's birth. If the witnesses to Messiah Jesus' birth had been schooled in the Mosaic law so that they would have understood all the prophetic details and traditional expectations of Messiah's birth, their claims that a certain child who was born in Bethlehem was the Messiah could have been viewed skeptically by many other people. God thus sent his heavenly angels to a very unbiased group of shepherds in the fields around Bethlehem, so that their testimony would have the ring of obvious truth for the entire nation. That event is recorded in Luke 2, 8 to 20, and we view it for our insight, our application, and edification. I want to read the verses and then we'll look at them. Luke 2, 8 to 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said unto them, Stop being afraid for your own benefit. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all of the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, the Savior, which is Messiah, the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped up in strips of cloth, lying in a feeding trough. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace towards men of his favor. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Then they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, exactly as it had been told unto them. Okay, the most unlikely recipients of the revelation of God's angels to Israel to confirm the birth of Messiah and the most unprejudiced witnesses of that event would be shepherds. This is like calling on some guys who are mixing cement to testify about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The last guys in the world you would think they would get, you'd think the Lord would come to a group of pastors or some missionaries or something. Here are guys, they're out there mixing cement. And the angel of the Lord comes upon them, scares them to death, and he gives all this information. So this is a very unbiased group as far as religion is concerned. And we'll get into this in a little bit. First of all, they were shepherds. For being unable to observe, they were despised as shepherds for being unable to observe the customary laws of ceremonial purification. They worked with sheep. And they worked pretty much year-round. And as a result of that, they missed a lot of the services at the temple. And so the Pharisees, basically made them, excommunicated them. So they were not looked upon as being spiritual giants at all. These are just ordinary guys who are out there. They had a job to do, and they would take care of the sheep. And incidentally, the sheep at that time of the year was December. Normally, the sheep were inside, but in a warm winter, they could be outside, but especially the sheep that were used for the temple sacrifices. See, they had to worship. They had to sacrifice a sheep in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, a sheep in 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the morning and the afternoon, the evening sacrifices. And they had to have these animals available, and also people needed to offer sheep up because they were confessing their sins or giving a peace offering, whatever. So somebody had to take care of the animals for that. So it was very unfair that these guys were excommunicated, but they were excommunicated because they couldn't attend the services. And also, the shepherds also had not been schooled in the law, and therefore they were considered ignorant. Now, they would have known what any other Jew would know, but they didn't know the fine, incursions of the law. They didn't know all the details. They couldn't dot all their I's and cross all their T's. There's like some mixers, all right? They're just regular guys that were out there. Now, being outsiders to Israel's scholarly and religious circles, what such shepherds would witness that would deeply cause them to believe that Jesus at his birth was the Messiah and God would be absolutely unbiased and truthful. Now, even the religious leaders were not expecting the Messiah to be God incarnate. That was something they struggled with all the time. But it's interesting, we get into this, what the shepherds come back, the report that they had, which is extremely unique. So we view the testimony of the Bethlehem shepherds at Christ's birth as follows. Suddenly, after more than 500 years of the absence of the display of the divine glory of God in Israel, the lowly shepherds in Bethlehem's fields, these are excommunicated guys, were shocked by the blazing appearance of the angel of the Lord and the brilliant light of God's glory invading the dark wintry night and shining all around them, terrifying them. One reason they would have been terrified is since they were excommunicated, and this is God showing up, it sounds like doomsday. You know, this is judgment day for us. It's all over. And that's maybe another big reason why they were terrified. But the angel told them to stop being afraid for your own benefit. You have the negative particle may, but phobetha is the present middle imperative of phobetha, be afraid. The middle means for your own benefit. We don't have a middle voice in English. We have an active voice where the subject does the active, and the passive where the subject is being acted upon. The middle voice is you're still doing the acting, but it's for your benefit, and it's going to affect you. So the angel essentially told them, stop being afraid for your own benefit. Hey, you guys, you're scaring yourself. There's no need to scare yourself this way. This is a good news, and we're showing up here to give you some happy news. So change your whole perspective on this. The angel brought good news of great joy for all the people. Now, God wanted this to go out to all Israel, but he wanted the shepherds to be the witnesses of it, because the shepherds, by what they were going to say, being unschooled men, men who were excommunicated from the fellowship in Israel, would have a tremendous ring of truth. Nobody could deny what they were saying because they didn't have any education to know how brilliant this message was. So that news was that on that day, a Savior had been born to them in Bethlehem, that's the nearby city of David, who was Messiah, the Lord. And the Lord here is a reference to Israel's Old Testament God. Now that would shock any Jew, but that's what these guys heard. Such an astounding statement would require a validating sign. So the angel gave two signs to them. Number one, first, the shepherds would find the newborn Messiah and Lord wrapped up in swaddling clothes. Sparaganao, okay, wrapped up in swaddling clothes, strips of cloth. Second, the shepherds would find him lying in a feeding trough or a manger. The word phatne is actually for a feeding trough. And this was probably if they were in a cave, which would have been in a limestone cave, it was a cave, and there would have been a niche that had been carved out in the inside of that cave, and there would be a manger there with hay that was up off the floor for animals to eat. And since the room was probably underground, probably 55, 56 degrees, you would want the hay there because that would act as insulation for the baby, so the baby could keep warm. So Mary had the baby wrapped up in strips of cloth to keep him feeling comfortable, because newborn babies love to be wrapped tightly. That gives them a sense of security because they're used to being in a tight space in the womb, and if they don't have anything around them, they get very, very insecure. Well, both of these signs were unexpected for a newborn Messiah and Lord. The Messiah and Lord was expected to be born in a finer room than a stall for animals and to be dressed in fine clothes, not strips of cloth like a poor baby. Well, suddenly, the angel was joined by a multitude of God's angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. Now, I know the King James says, men of goodwill, and that phrase indicates that anybody who has a good attitude is going to have peace on earth, but that's not what the Greek says. The better manuscripts read, peace among men with whom he is pleased. See, this is peace for people who are believers in the Lord. And this emphasizes the grace of God. Now, what's interesting here is the emphasis in this statement on God's grace contrasts with typical religious teaching. And so it implies its divine origin, especially amongst men who are uneducated. If anything, they would have a tendency to be legalistic. God's going to be good to you only if you're good. See, they were probably thinking, like typical Jews, that, you know, I'll get salvation if I'm a child of Abraham and if I'm living a good life. But that's not what this says. The peace promised is not given universally to men who possess goodwill towards God, but individually to men who are the recipients of his favor and grace. It sounds like the writings of the Apostle Paul or James or one of the other gospel writers. It doesn't sound like a typical Judaism. And this is one of the great evidences that they got this message from angels, because these men are unskilled, they are untaught, they're uneducated, they don't have the fine points of doctrine down, but they couldn't miss the words of the angel. Now, the shepherds then left their sheep in the field. And I think that's an amazing thing, because their job was to protect the sheep. But this was such a big thing, they left their sheep. Left the job. No, we're going to see this Messiah. They left him in the field. They went to Bethlehem to see what the Lord had made known to them, and they found precisely what the angel had described to them. There was Joseph, there was Mary, and there was a baby who was lying in a manger. Now, the way it reads in the English version, you would think that Mary, Joseph, and the babe were all lying in the manger, because that's what it says in English. But that's not in the Greek. In the Greek, the baby who was lying in the manger. The only one there was the baby. And thrilled at this fulfillment of the angel's predicted signs, the shepherds informed Mary, Joseph, and the other people what they had seen and heard, and how God's word to them had been fulfilled. You'll notice the emphasis here of the shepherds. In verse 17, they made known the saying which was told them concerning this child. It wasn't just finding the baby. This was Messiah, the Lord. That's what got a hold of these shepherds. This is God, man, in a little tiny baby here, in the manger. And of course, the shepherds didn't know where every manger in Bethlehem was, because they're shepherds. That's their job. But they were amazed at the saying. And then in verse 20 also, they were praising God for the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told to them. That made the reality of the angel's appearance. That wasn't just a vision we had out there. What those angels told us is exactly what we found. And there it was. So it made known to them that the word of the Lord was true and was real and had the ring of truth. So their testimony also created wonder in the hearers. And it created treasured memories for Mary to ponder and praise to God by the shepherds for all that they had seen and heard in accordance with the angel's message to them. Notice the effect on Mary. Mary kept all these things. This is where Luke got it from. He got it from Mary. He interviewed Mary. He was interviewing to write his gospel. He's interviewing the eyewitnesses. Mary was an eyewitness of the birth. And of course, as a mother, never forgets all the details of the birth of every child she has. She knows it down pat. And that's what Mary did. She kept all these things and she pondered them in her heart. Pondered the fact that at his birth, Jesus was God. Wow. One of the cults says that Jesus Christ became God at his baptism. No, not here. He was a baby in the manger. He was God in the manger. And he was the Messiah in the manger. It's amazing. Jesus had to learn his ABCs. Actually, it was Aleph, Beth, Gimels. But he had to learn those from the human perspective, because as a baby, he had to grow. He had to develop. But he was at the same time God. His brilliance was there. He knew everything about the shepherds from his divine aspect. He knew the shepherds were there. He knew about the angels and all that. And it's just amazing, the incarnation. Here, God come in the flesh, and he's lying in a feeding trough for animals, wrapped up in strips of cloth like a poor little baby. So their testimony created wonder in their hearers, treasured memories for Mary to ponder, and praise to God by the shepherds for all that they had seen and heard in accordance with the angel's message to them. So, God sent his angels to the most unbiased witnesses of his son's birth in Israel to indicate through their resulting testimony and joyous, worshipful response the validity of their report that God's holy angels declared Jesus Christ at his birth to be the Messiah, and Israel's Old Testament God incarnated in human flesh. The depth of the theological precision of the message that the shepherd shares smacks of truth. Where else could these guys have gotten this? They wouldn't have gotten it from Jewish leaders. They wouldn't have gotten it from anybody else. It had to be from God. It's amazing. So the application, may we believe the unbiased testimony of the Bethlehem shepherds as the validity of the truth that Jesus Christ is Israel's long-promised Messiah and God incarnate, God in the flesh. And then may we join the shepherds, all who marveled at their testimony, and Jesus' earthly mother Mary in glorifying God for his gift of our great Savior.